Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I saw the victim's face. I didn't think she was going to live.
Officers take the stand in a trial for Daniel Riley, recalling the night a crash caused Janae Edmondson to lose her legs. What's been revealed and what's still ahead as the trial resumes this morning.
Plus, police need your help finding a person of interest in a double shooting at the St. Clair bowling alley this past weekend.
Plus, the National Weather Service office in Weldon Springs is replacing its radar, why the upgrade is necessary, and how coverage will continue while the radar is out of service.
He will talk about the success in implementing his agenda, from infrastructure to chips to lowering drug prices and getting rid of junk food.
President Biden takes the stage tonight to deliver his State of the Union address. What else he's expected to discuss, and the guests from St. Louis who will be in the audience.
Good morning on this Thursday, March 7th. You're watching a Power of Two at 6 a.m. I'm Ty Hawkins in for John Pertzborn.
I'm Blair Lede. Thank you for waking up with us. We're going to start out with a live look here. Let's see it. This is our roof camera in Maryland Heights. Let's check in with our meteorologist, Angela Huddy, on the Lakeside Renovation and Design Weather Deck. Angela, what can we expect today?
We can expect rain ultimately here in the St. Louis area. It may not be raining outside right now, but it is going to be by later on today. And I want you to be ready for it as you step out the door this morning. So out to the bus stop here early on, those pre-7 a.m. pickups around the region will still be on the dry side. By 8, 9 a.m., though, some of our westernmost counties are going to start to see some rain that's just off to our west right now. So, again, be ready for it. Umbrellas, jackets with hoods, waterproof jackets are going to be what you need. Temperatures this morning are in the low to mid-40s, so there's a chill out here. We'll get into the upper 50s later on this afternoon as that rain becomes more and more widespread, building eastward through our Illinois communities. Get ready for some wet times. We'll talk about just how much rain we're going to see coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay, well, besides some early morning speeders on 370, your commute heading over Discovery looks good right at our 94 interchange heading eastward. How this is going to change, though, it's going to be our second day of that closure in our eastbound direction heading over Discovery. So here's your early morning warning. Go ahead and consider Blanchett come 9 a.m. Still, though, things moving nicely on 70 despite our closure. 64 in that east and westbound direction getting on and off 70. A look at that overpass right now. We know later this morning that might build. Let's give you a quick clock the commute. Things moving nicely over Daniel Boone. And if you're heading over the Mississippi River this morning, you look good on Chain of Rocks. It's going to be that same deal heading into the metro.
Thank you, Calista. The Daniel Riley trial is set to resume later this morning. Today could bring more gripping and emotional testimony about the crash that cost teenage volleyball player Janae Edmondson her legs.
Now, the Power of Two's Chris Renier is live downtown with a preview and a recap of day two's testimony. Chris.
Blair and Ty, good morning to both of you. Janae Edmondson, as well as her mother, could both take the stand today. This trial continues to unfold inside the Carnahan Courthouse just behind us here. Before the trial started, authorities told us it would likely take 3 days, and this will be that third day. Yesterday, the prosecution called an accident reconstruction expert to the stand. That expert breaking down a computer recreation of the crash from February of last year. The expert testifying that the Audi SUV, which police say Daniel Riley was driving, accelerated into the intersection there at St. Charles and North 11th Streets downtown, speeding up from 5 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour. A Chevy Malibu, traveling about 30 miles per hour, was approaching the intersection and hit Riley's SUV, sending it airborne. Janae, who was in town for a volleyball tournament and was walking with her family, was pinned between the SUV and a parked car. Both of her legs had to be amputated. Riley faces five counts, including assault, armed criminal action and driving without a valid license. Prosecutors argue the crash never would have taken place if Riley did not rapidly accelerate through the intersection. But Riley's attorney, Dan Diemer, pushing back, arguing that the recreation was not precise. Diemer shifting blame to the Malibu driver and also questioning the police investigation. You will hear from the prosecutor, then Diemer.
He's saying, even if the Audi didn't touch his brakes at all, as long as it wasn't pedal to the metal, the crash would never happen.
That's right.
And yet the Malibu had still enough force with less weight to lift and start to roll the Audi.
That's correct.
A Missouri Highway Patrol toxicologist testifying that a blood test revealed Riley had multiple drugs in his system on the night of the crash. Prosecutors also introducing police testimony that Riley showed no remorse following the wreck. We will have to wait and see who the defense might put on the stand after the prosecution wraps up its case. For now, live downtown, I'm Chris Renier.
Thank you so much, Chris. Well, a tragic power of two follow-up on a car crash victim. 12-year-old Travis Wolf died yesterday morning. You might remember Travis and his parents went to the hospital December 20th after a head-on crash on Dunn Road in Hazelwood. Travis was on life support ever since. The crash happened the night before his 12th birthday. His extended family is planning a benefit in his honor March 24th at STL Throwdowns. The 13-hour manhunt in St. Francis County ends with a person in custody. Police say they found 21-year-old Michael Pender in a car near where this all started. Around 7 yesterday morning, a deputy tried to take him into custody for an outstanding warrant. This was outside of a store in Iron Mountain Lake. Authorities say Pender took off on an ATV and the deputy jumped on it to try to stop him.
Mounted his four-wheeler, the deputy attempted to remove him from the four-wheeler. He then drugged the deputy down to right here at this intersection and threw the deputy from the four-wheeler.
Sergeant Harris says Pender set several fires trying to run from officers and canines with help from at least 7 law enforcement agencies, a helicopter, and a thermal imaging drone. Authorities found Pender and took him into custody. He's now facing multiple charges, including arson and felony assault on law enforcement.
Police are looking for a person of interest in a double shooting at the St. Clair bowling alley this last weekend. They say this man was involved in an altercation at the O'Fallon, Illinois bowling alley just before doors closed Sunday night. Police say that argument led to an exchange of gunfire. The two people who were hit had non-life-threatening injuries. The shooters left before police arrived. Customers are back bowling, and police believe Sunday's shooting was an isolated event.
Well, our Power of Two meteorologists work hard to keep you up to date on the weather happening across the region and anything headed our way, of course. And they do that with the help of radar from the National Weather Service. Today, one of the radar domes in our area is getting some much-needed maintenance, and the Power of Two's Jamie Travers is live in Weldon Spring with what's happening. Good morning, Jamie.
Yes, good morning. Well, today we are going to have quite the operation going on. This is something that has never been done out here in St. Louis before. So this dome behind me is 130 feet up in the air, and they are going to be taking that dome off, setting it to the side, and then replacing a major component inside of it, the antenna pedestal. They'll be putting the dome back on once they do that replacement. This important upgrade should extend the life of the radar by about 20 years. Earlier in the week, the warning coordination meteorologist Kevin Deitch said the radar here has been spinning since 1988 and hasn't really been touched since then. So the bowl gears are going bad on that antenna pedestal. So if you think about it, this radar, it never gets a break. It spins all the time, 24/7, 365 days a year. So they'll be doing a safety briefing, the crews out here at 6:30, and then after that they'll get going. This is expected to go into the afternoon until about 2 or so, and that's assuming everything goes as planned. The weather needs to cooperate. So far so good. The crane won't be able to operate if we get winds over 15 miles an hour, but that is not expected here through the morning hours. Again, we are expecting this to be done, the dome back on, by about 2 or so this afternoon. But coming up, we are going to be talking with some of the meteorologists here at the National Weather Service, including the awarding coordination meteorologist Kevin Deitch. We'll have him on in just about 30 minutes. But for now, that is it here and live in Weldon Springs. I'm meteorologist Jamie Travers, Fox News.
A groundbreaking project happening, courtesy of Mayor Jones and some people she's working with, trying to make some things happen. We're going to go ahead and get things over to Taylor Harris, who has the story.
Small step towards the economic revitalization that needs to happen on the north side of our city, which has been left to fail for decades. And so we have been intentional about our deployment of ARPA funds to neighborhoods that haven't been invested in decades.
All right, well, Boeing is under scrutiny again. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board told lawmakers the company is not providing enough documentation in its probe of the January 5th Alaska Airlines mid-air mishap. We're going to check in now with our Nissan Roadrunner, Nick Lopez, who is taking a look at your roads now. Nick?